the U.S. is warning Iran it should not make mistakes. Not mistake as a weakness. President Donald Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shootdown of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it is a big concern.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go, by far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting.
Bolton's warning coming hours after Trump, without providing any details, said he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. The president saying he will now push back by a couple of weeks the raids that he planned for Sunday by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late this weekend, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for the Ethiopian prime minister said Army Chief Siri McKinnon and a retired general were killed in a coordinated attack in Siri's home. This is VOA News. Mauritania's ruling party candidate Mohamed Ould Ghazouani has won an absolute majority of votes in the country's presidential election, this coming from the Electoral Commission. The UPR candidate and former defense minister Ghazouani won 51% of the vote, according to data published by the National Electoral Commission. The death toll in the deadly building collapse in Cambodia is at least 17. More than 20 people are injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of a seven-story building, which was under construction. Survivors saying at least 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. Dozens of protesters are arrested after they shut down the streets outside the New York Times building in Manhattan this afternoon to demand more coverage of climate change. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The group Extinction Rebellion hung banners on the New York Times building as well as the Port Authority bus terminal and then sat down on 8th Avenue and blocked traffic. A police recording blasted a message telling protesters they'd be arrested if they refused to move. Todd Fernandez said he came here to be arrested. He wants to make the point that media organizations like the Times need to make climate change the headline every day.
There needs to be a paradigm shift within the media. You need to stop looking at this as if you're reporting on the climate and Mars and start being citizens of the United States and reporting on this like the true crisis that it is.
The Times says it supports the group's right to express their point of view but disagrees. The paper says it published almost 800 articles about the climate last year. Julie Walker, New York.
Millions of Istanbul residents voted on Sunday in a rerun of the mayoral election that's become a referendum on President Tayyip Erdogan's policies and a test of Turkey's ailing democracy. When the opposition Republican People's Party candidate secured a narrow victory over Erdogan's AK Party in Turkey's largest city, that was a rare electoral defeat for the president. But after weeks of AKP appeals, Turkey's High Election Board annulled the vote, citing irregularities. The opposition calling the decision a coup against democracy. According to the North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un receiving a personal letter from the president of the United States, Donald Trump, and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posting a picture of a pensive Kim holding a letter, apparently with White House letterhead. Kim is praising its excellent content. No other details. Thousands of supporters of LGBT rights marched in the Ukrainian capital Kiev under heavy police presence, marching in the center of the capital while waving rainbow and Ukrainian flags as thousands of police and National Guard troops stood by to ensure order. I'm Philip Alexiou, VOA News.